Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It was a Chevy acoustic sports something stage. You know what I mean? Like, no one was there. And I'll never forget it because that, after I finished, I was like, I'll see y'all at the stadium next year, baby. I'm out.
My God. And,
little did I know it would be 10 years before we play the stadium. But, you know, here we are.
Our theme song makes me so happy. Hello from Nashville. I'm Amber Anderson. And that little jingle that starts our show is called Country Time. And it was written and performed by Mia Byrne.
I'm Kelly Sutton. And Mia is a phenomenal singer-songwriter that we commissioned to compose our theme song last fall. She actually used an empty amaretto cookie tin to create a lot of those percussive sounds.
I swear it gets stuck in my head.
Me too.
Mia is a queer trans woman. Happy Pride, Mia. And thanks for sharing your talents with all of our listeners.
And speaking of Pride, we are doing a fun episode of Rediscover today, highlighting the music of Shelley Wright. We're not looking back on her hits. We're digging into the music she's released in the last 12 years since she came out.
Love this. We have room and make room for everyone at our big country music table. So know that all are welcome here. I also love that we are still reliving all the fun we had at CMA Fest on today's podcast.
That's right. Russell Dickerson kicked off country music's biggest party as our artist of the day, which was perfect because it was his first year to play Nissan Stadium stage. And that's a big deal.
I mean, that's one of the things that's kept me motivated this whole time is like, one day I'm going to be at the stadium at CMA Fest. I'm going to get to play for the most hardcore, dedicated, incredible country fans in the world.
Yes.
47,000 of them. And it's, you know, it's going to be incredible.
Are you going to be nervous?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Of course.
You have to be, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But like excited nervous, not yeah. like going to throw up nervous. I don't get that.
We have lots more to talk to Russell about, though, besides that week's events. We got the scoop on his next album, how life imitated art for his current single with Jake Scott, and what he loves about headlining his own shows.
Before we get to all of that, though, we have to check in on all of the news coming out of Nashville.
And this is where we find out what's cooking in country music.
We start with a shout out to the Queen. No, not Queen Elizabeth, although happy Jubilee and all, but our Queen, Dolly Parton, for once again, stepping up and making the world a better place.
This time, she's donated $1 million to pediatric infectious disease research at Vanderbilt University here in Nashville to help the fight against COVID-19.
On behalf of children and parents everywhere, thank you, Dolly.
Thank you, Dolly. Okay, now get those calendars out. We have album news to share. Lots of news breaking this week about new releases. Shall we go in order?
I think that's the only way we can do it. There's a lot. I've got my calendar. calendar open too. Okay, Ingrid Andress is first, right?
Yes. Her sophomore album, Good Person, will be out August 26th. She co-wrote all 12 tracks on the project and co-produced the album too.
Okay, moving on to September 2nd. Mark that down as the day we get John Party's fourth album called Mr. Saturday Night. I mean, what a perfect title.
And we'll talk more about this in our Heat Index, but Breland will release his first full-length album on September 9th. It will be called Cross Country, which you'll recall is a song he released last year.
Now, I just got a chance to talk to him for Country Heat in DJ Mode, which I highly recommend y'all check out. We are celebrating Black Music Month, and Breland told me what his musical journey has been like so far.
Can we give everyone a sneak peek?
Of course we can.
The fact that I'm able to be here making the kind of music that I make, I know that that would not be possible if it were not for the contributions and the trials and the obstacles that people like Mickey Guyton and even Jimmy and Kane in their own right, or go back further, Frankie from the documentary For Love and Country. You guys got to go check it out if you haven't. Her story really blew my mind. It is an incredible story and lets you know, hey, that wasn't that long ago.
To hear more, just ask Alexa, play Country Heat in DJ Mode.
Okay, Kelly, did you see the lineup for the Today Show's summer concert series? Country music is so well represented this year.
I did see it, and I'm pumped because Keith Urban is playing at the end of this month. Then later in the summer, we'll get Maren Morris, Walker Hayes, Mickey Guyton, and Brandi Carlile.
I want to go see Walker play so bad, but I'm going to be at Windy City Smokeout that weekend, so I won't be able to be there.
I just wish that we could be in the middle of all the excitement of New York City and watching Walker live on the Today Show, because that would be pretty awesome. Okay, what else do you have in your news notes?
So the movie Elvis opens in theaters this week. And given Elvis's Nashville story and the fact that he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame, that's enough reason for us to be talking about the film.
True. But also, friend of the podcast, Casey Musgraves, is on the film's soundtrack. She covers Can't Help Falling in Love. And we got a sneak peek of the song in the movie's trailer.
People saying a lot of things.
He's dividing this nation.
Casey called it one of the most iconic songs in history.
The soundtrack's going to be really awesome with a diverse sound. Stevie Nicks, Yola, Chris Isaak, Eminem, and CeeLo Green all contribute songs. The movie and the soundtrack come out on Friday.
That's one I'm absolutely going to see in theaters. I've watched the trailer at least 4 times. And you know what? Hey, note to the control room, let's rediscover the music of Elvis on a future episode of Country Heat Weekly.
Yeah, yes, please, let's do that. And note to any of our new listeners, Casey was a guest on the show back in January. So if you're late to the party, we're glad you're here, but you have a lot of catching up to do. I have been so excited about doing this week's Heat Index ever since I opened up the Amazon Music app last weekend and saw our bestie Breland on the cover of the Country Heat playlist.
I mean, how many times did we run into him at CMA Fest? He was everywhere.
Yes, he was. And he never even mentioned, though now I'm thinking back, I feel like he was dropping hints that he was about to announce his first album. It will feature several of his collabs that are already out in the world, like Praise the Lord with Thomas Rhett and the title track Cross Country with Mickey Guyton. But we also got a new solo song, and it is country.
I want to take it down. Don't need a filter the way that she built it. I'm blowing your mind. She's an actual, natural, back it up country girl.
Okay, I did hear him do Natural at Live in the Vineyard, and I fell in love with it immediately. I love the country sound of it, and I do love the fact that this is just Breland. I mean, so many of the songs that we know, he has somebody else with him, and this is just a taste of Breland by himself, and I'm loving it.
Yes, I have been playing it all weekend long, but who's surprised? Who's surprised, really? Lots of 90s influence coming through on this one, don't you think?
I think so. And I think that's part of the reason I love it so much.
Me too.
Now, everybody, if you've listened to last week's episode, then you heard Kelsey Ballerini giving us all the scoop on her new single, Heart First, which is also on the playlist.
I've been really inspired by 90s. I think through COVID, I really, instead of listening to what was new, I needed something nostalgic to feel comfortable and to feel safe, you know? And I think a lot of us went back and listened to our favorite older records. I think I was just in that headspace and I was really inspired by that kind of music. And so I really wanted to dive into that kind of more warm sounding, real live instruments and a story that kind of parallels with Unapologetically, which is just follow your heart. So it felt like the first step.
If you haven't heard last week's show yet, please go back and listen because it was packed full of country music scoop from CMA Fest.
And there's still more coming. For instance, it was backstage at Nissan Stadium that we talked to Dierks Bentley about working with L. King on their new duet on the Country Heat playlist.
The last time we collaborated was on my album, a song called Different for Girls. This is off her new album coming out, and the song's called Worth a Shot. Surprise, surprise, it's a drinking song coming from L. King. Who would have thought? Her last song was Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home. I see a theme here, but it is authentic. This is definitely who she is. And I love this song. It's such a good song. Our friends Josh Osborne and Shane McAnally and Ross Kopperman wrote it. L. King came up with a great video concept and involved Western clothing and guns and, of course, alcohol. So that was a lot of fun, too. But it should be a big hit. I'm excited. We'll see.
Playlist is also where you're going to find the new one from Matt Stell called Man Made, Miranda Lambert's Actin' Up, and What My World Spins Around from Jordan Davis.
Easiest way to keep up on all the big country songs is to find and follow the Country Heat playlist on Amazon Music.
We're about to take a quick break, but first, we are going to give you something to ponder.
This is a game we play called Who Said That? We're going to read you a quote, and you make your guess as to who said that. And when we come back, we'll play you the audio.
Okay, here's this week's quote. I feel like I belong with the outlaws. I'm a new day outlaw. I'm writing socially conscious songs, and I feel like so many people like Willie Nelson have paved the way for me to do what I do.
A new day outlaw. Who do you think said that?
Keep listening, everybody. We'll tell you right here on Country Heat Weekly.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Okay, it's time to tell you who said that.
I feel like I belong with the outlaws. You know, I'm a new day outlaw. You know, I'm writing socially conscious songs. I don't know. I always want to do something a little outside the box. And I feel like so many people like Willie Nelson have paved the way for artists like me to be able to do what I'm doing today.
Brittany Spencer.
This weekend, Brittany hits the road with Willie Nelson's Outlaw Music Festival. So we asked her if she considered herself an outlaw.
Okay, listen, Brittany, here's a little tip. Just stay off of Willie's bus. It's really hard to see in there. A lot of smoke. Okay, time now to do a little time traveling. We are going back to CMA Fest for a conversation with Russell Dickerson, the CMA Artist of the Day. Today's guest is living proof that dreams do come true. He attended college right here in Nashville at Belmont University. His hard work in school paid off because before he even graduated, he had already locked down a publishing deal, and he eventually hit the road as guitar tech for Chris Tomlin.
And he also made some pretty cool friends and fellow songwriters while he was a student at Belmont.
Brian Kelly?
Yeah.
Tyler Hubbard. Yeah. His debut album came out in October of 2017. It was called Yours. And his first four singles went to number one, y'all.
It's a big deal. Crazy. That's a big deal and really hard to do. So we hear that in addition to his hits like Yours and Blue Tacoma, that he's been playing some unreleased tracks out on the road. So that makes us think that there's some new music coming our way.
Yeah, I think so. His latest single right now is a duet that he has with Jake Scott called She Likes It. You'll find it on our Amazon Country Heat playlist.
And if his new music is anything like that song, we're in for a treat.
Yes. Now, so many of his songs have been inspired by his love for his wife, Kaylee, whom we love as much as we love him. And he met her in college, and now they have an adorable little mini-me, Remington.
Rim dog.
He is so cute.
Please help us welcome Remington's dad, Russell Dickerson.
Yay!
Hi!
What's up? Good to see you. Do you like that Remington's dad?
Here he is.
That's now your introduction. And I know you love it.
Honestly. Remington's dad, Kaylee's husband. I get it all. I'm used to it.
Well, how y'all feeling today? Woo! I remember the first number one party. And they had a huge cardboard cutout of your face, and you were standing there looking at it. And then you looked at me and you're like, what's happening? And I'm like, I don't know, but you went number one. Talk to us about that feeling.
Everybody's journey and story is different. And mine, I graduated from college in 2011. So this entire time I've been hustling and playing shows and grinding. So when you get to that first number one party, you know, that was in 2018. So that's seven straight years of hustle, hustle, grind, grind. Mm-hmm. And after 7 years to finally have a song that is number one on the country charts, I remember standing up there on the stage. Because so you get a little stage, you give your little speech, and you thank all the writers and the producers and the whatever. And I just started bawling, crying, like uncontrolled. Like I could cry right now just talking about it because it was such this built up release of emotion of like all of these years have just paid off right now. I'll never forget that my first number one party.
And then a second and a third and a fourth. And you're like, oh, this is so much fun. I want to do it all the time.
Yeah, I do want to do it all the time. Let's do it.
Well, and speaking of getting emotional, Kelly and I were there at your Ryman show. This guy sold out the Ryman Auditorium.
Woo! Y'all.
It was unreal. We were singing so loud. You can't take us anywhere, by the way.
Yeah, we're embarrassing.
But we were having the best time. But you got choked up on that stage that night, too. Like, talk about that. It was like kind of same type of emotion, right?
Yeah, I'm a crier. So I just, it was with Yours. Like, Yours is like my baby infant child. Like, I worked so hard for so long on one song.
You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours.
As soon as we got to Yours, I just couldn't help but stop. Yeah. Like, stop in the middle of the song and just say thank you to... I was like, who's from Nashville? And it was like a good bit, but like over half of the crowd was from all over America to come here for this one show, you know? And that just meant the whole world to me and to just, I just had to stop and say thank you to everybody who had helped me, like all you guys who had helped me to get to where I am today. 10 plus years of having nothing, you know? And so, again, just, it's you guys, man. It's you guys.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so at the Ryman show, I just want to say, I called one of the moments.
Yeah.
I was like, Jake Scott's going to come out during She Likes It.
Ooh.
And it happened.
And it happened.
And I love Jake Scott, so I was, like, freaking out.
Yes.
So tell us about this song with Jake Scott, She Likes
It. Oh, my gosh. This is, I mean, this is one of my favorite, it's turning into one of my favorite stories. Because we wrote the song, it was the second song we ever wrote together. The guy we wrote it with posted another song that he had written with Jake. And I was like, this song is fire. Like, I gotta meet this guy. We gotta write. She Likes It is the second song that we write together. So my studio is just down from our house. So we came back up to the house and we opened, because like we like to come back to the house, you know, have a glass of wine, whatever, listen to the song over the speakers. Mm-hmm. We walk into the house and Kaylee's literally playing John Denver through the speakers.
When I play John Denver through that little Bose speaker and I start dimming those lights.
We had just written She Likes It, Jake, which talks like, about what? Her listening to John Denver. And we were like, Lord,
is that
okay?
You?
I see you. And so I was like, I called my label. I was like, we got to put this out. Like, whatever. Just let the people hear this song. And they're like, cool, let's do it. So then, you know, it comes out. It's got 1 million a week. It's got 2. It's got 3. It's got 4. And it hit 5.5 million a week. And they're like, I think we're going to take this to country radio.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes. Yes, indeed. Biggest streaming song I've ever had. And I feel like we're just getting started on this song.
She likes it when...
You know, one of the songs that, as soon as I heard it, that it hit me in a totally different way is Death Row.
Oh, yeah.
So talk to us about this song, writing it with Thomas Rhett, with Tyler Hubbard. I know that was an emotional day for you. I just want you guys to know the story if you haven't heard it about Death Row.
Yeah, so we have a friend of ours, Al Anderson, and he has a prison ministry. And he goes to Death Row and literally just hangs with these guys and gives them the hope of God, basically. You know, like, they're not going anywhere. They're there. They're there for life. And so he's like, you guys should just come in, play some songs, just tell some stories, get to know these guys. They love any contact with mm-hmm. with anybody from the outside world. And so we're like, I don't know, dude. Like, this is Death Row. This isn't like somebody stole a pencil from Dollar General.
Right.
And so we go in there, we're scared, we're nervous, and he's like, trust me, like it's gonna be great. And so we go in there, and it was the most normal hang, most gentle, sweet, kind human beings. The guy who runs it was like, these guys are just like you and me. They had the worst night of their life, and now they're paying for it for the rest of their life. And we got to know him. We played some songs. I played mine. Tyler Hubbard played his. TR played his. And by the end of it, we had a guy come up and he was like, hey, can we sing Amazing Grace together? And so I cried just talking about it. And to sit there in Death Row and just sit there with these guys singing Amazing Grace. And it says that in the song.
One of them sang Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. One hand raised and one foot chained to the ground.
And so Thomas Rhett just did such a great job writing this song. I'll be forever changed by that day.
It's incredible. And thank you for doing that.
Yeah, it's an incredible song.
You mentioned your friends. And I would love for you to talk a little bit about that community. Because you have a core group of men around you that are incredible, incredible songwriters and incredible friends. What does that mean to you?
I mean, I feel like it's such a rare thing. I mean, I could be wrong, but to have people like Tyler and TR and Charles Kelly and like that I can call and like, hey, I'm about to make this really big decision. What did you do when it was time to cross that bridge? And what are the things that you had to put into your equation to figure this out? Or, you know, like, how was this venue or that? You know, like, there's so many questions and so much advice that I've tapped into because we are like it's like a family. And so to have them has been absolutely invaluable.
I love Nashville for that reason, to be able to have that community that you can lean on. I think it's just another reason Nashville's so special. Okay, so we've been hearing rumors that you're playing new music out on the road.
Okay, what can you tell us
about where we're at in the process of a new album?
So we've started recording. We've got the songs dialed in. We just gotta record them. I gotta sing them, and then as soon as we get all that done, it's all yours. So we'll.
Oh.
I don't know when exactly that'll be, but yeah, I've been playing a few songs out on the, like at the Ryman. I played a new song called "Just Like Your Mama."
That's another. Getcha.
I'm telling you, I'm a crier. I told you, I just cried up here.
Crier.
And that one, every time I play it, I tear up a little bit because it just talks about how I hope our son grows up to be as strong and as awesome as his mama.
Let's talk about touring 2022. Let's talk about your headlining tour first. Give me all the details, what that has been like. And, you know, walking out on stage knowing every person there came because of you.
Yeah, that's what's crazy is like, you know, opening up, you get to play for a lot of people, but I love headlining. I love that I can play whatever I want at any point and we can just like vibe together the crowd and have a big old dance party on MGNO and everybody's there for it. It was absolutely incredible. And we kicked it off, sold out in New York City. And like there's no better way than to just kick it off with a sold out show in NYC. And I mean, really, I can't wait to get back to headlining. I love opening up again.
Yeah.
But just that, it's a different energy. It's a different vibe when it's all, you know, there for these songs.
Yeah.
Fairs, festivals, all the fun things this summer.
All of them.
2017, Russell and I were in London.
Yeah.
It was right. So much fun. Nashville meets London. And we shared a pint. That was my first pint overseas.
A proper pint.
A proper pint with Russell Dickerson in London. And you are headed back to the UK for the second leg of the tour.
Yes.
So for our UK fans that are listening to the podcast and watching the podcast, he's coming your way. Give us a breakdown of what's happening.
Yeah, we got eight or nine shows locked in over there. I mean, half of them have already sold out. So shout out to Woo-hoo! My UK folk.
Yeah.
Get the tickets while they're hot. And that's crazy to me that literally across the ocean, we're selling out shows over there. It's insane. So
we I'm love very the UK excited. Fans.
Yeah.
They that are is. Amazing. And they
anybody
listen.
From the UK? Oh, yes!
The best.
That's awesome.
Okay, so we had some friends in the audience write out questions for us. Yay. Yes.
Friends.
Thank you guys love for this. Being here. Yeah. Okay. What is your ideal songwriting spot? I'm a songwriter too, and this is from Aspen in Smithville, Missouri. Aspen, thank you.
Thanks, Aspen.
Love that. That's amazing. Yeah, beautiful.
It's a great name.
I've just got this little spot right now. It's actually my neighbor. I'm just renting a house from him, and it's like I got my whole studio set up down there. It's like this old house in the woods, and it's like a major vibe, and it's just a nice refresher to. Instead of writing in a room with no windows and purple LED lights to try to make a vibe, I'm like, just let Mother Nature create the vibe. And it's awesome. Yeah. So that's where I do a majority of my songwriting.
Okay. What was your most memorable concert experience and where was it? And this is from Jennifer in Punta Gorda, Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
All right, Florida. I see you.
The first one that comes to mind was seeing Keith Urban at Bridgestone.
Oh.
It was the first time I'd ever seen him, and you know you hear the song, you think, but that was the first time to seeing like an entertainer and like being uncontrollably screaming every word, jumping, like partying, like raging to Keith Urban, and that's probably I love Keith so much.
Okay, when did you begin singing? This is from Janet Smith from Biggs, California.
Janet Smith. I mean, I started singing since I can remember. My dad, mom, I was raised in church. My dad was a choir director. My mom played piano. And so I was in children's choir probably from 2, 3, 4. I don't even know what year you start children's choir, but I was in kids choir and then started singing by myself probably closer to middle school, maybe. Like, my mom played piano in the fifth grade talent show for me and my boys. We sang Casey and JoJo.
Yes. We were talking backstage about having VHS tapes of stuff. Is that on a VHS tape somewhere?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need footage
We need the Casey and JoJo. Yeah. Fourth grade was Garth Brooks standing outside the fire.
Did you have a headset?
Oh, headset, gosh. Black cowboy hat, checkered shirt, guitar. Nailed it.
We really need this footage.
Yeah. So, did you ever have a band? And if so, what was the name?
You must know the answer to this question.
Maybe.
So, in high school, yes, we started a heavy rock band called, I hope you're ready for this name. It was called Buried Under Broken Glass.
What was the inspiration behind that?
I didn't come up with it, but you know, our teenage angst was obviously shining through that band name. And we ran Franklin, Tennessee.
Yes, we did.
We did.
Did you write your own material, Buried Under Broken Glass?
If that's what you want to call it. I mean, we turned our amps up as loud as we could and just played as hard as we could. We thought we were so cool. And, you know, we would sell out a little coffee shop, like 20 people. We'd be like, we sold out, baby. Time to move to the big leagues. And, it was just chaos.
But, I love it.
It's a great outlet.
Okay, so you've joined the CMA Artist Ambassador Program in support of music education, which is perfect because your mom was a music educator. Shout out to mom. Yeah. Teaching all the things. What did you start on? Did you start on piano?
Technically, I started on glockenspiel.
Oh!
In kinder music.
Nice.
No, yeah, it's like this little thing where it comes with it. But yeah, piano first. And then sixth grade, I started playing in band. Like concert band, like so I did that, and then that led to marching band. So I was drumming for like 6 years straight. Wow. So that's a huge foundation of my musical upbringing. Like that's what I looked forward to every day at school, was looking forward to music class or chorus or band or anything, like anything besides math and all that. You know, I was like, please just get me to music. But it's so funny to see how, not funny, it's amazing to see how much those same classes meant to me mean to kids still today. Mm. And we've done a lot of visits and with music classes, and they're like, this is my escape. This hour or this 45 minutes is my escape from all the drama at school, everything going on at home. Like, this is their escape. And so it's a beautiful thing to be a part of.
Oh, well, a round of applause for all of our music educators out there. And for the CMA Ambassador Program. And for you, Russell Dickerson, because you're amazing.
Yeah, so guys. Come on.
We love you so much.
Love you too.
Thanks for being a part of the podcast.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
Our artist of the day, Russell Dickerson.
I love you guys.
We're celebrating Pride Month this week by rediscovering the music of Shelley Wright, the first mainstream country artist to come out as a lesbian.
Growing up in the small town of Wellsville, Kansas, Shelley didn't know anyone who was like her. Raised to love Jesus in the military, Shelley's first job in show business was performing at Opryland Theme Park. Her first album came out in 1994, and she was named the ACM's top new female artist in 1995.
Of course, we know Shelley for her hit songs like Single White Female and It Was, and her relentless support of the troops through USO tours and performances. But her chart success came before she was able to live as her full, authentic self.
So on this episode of Rediscover, we're going to spotlight the two albums Shelley has released since she came out. It was April 30th, 2010, when Shelley told her truth through a series of interviews she did with People Magazine, The Today Show, Ellen, and Oprah Winfrey.
Of course I came out because if I don't, I will never be whole. But another compelling reason is because young people in every corner of America are being told by their churches, and their parents are echoing what the churches are telling them, that they are damaged goods, and they are not. I have to stand up. I am uniquely positioned in my culture of country music. I feel like it's incumbent upon those of us who have a voice and can do something about it.
Shelly's coming out was accompanied by her autobiography, Like Me, and the album Lifted Off the Ground.
The album was produced by her longtime friend, Rodney Crowell, who didn't know that she was gay until she emailed him the song Like Me, which she knew would reveal the truth to him.
And who's gonna end up holding your hand? A beautiful woman or a tall, handsome man?
The album also details a painful breakup, but is still often gender ambiguous. These songs are relatable to anyone who has gone through heartbreak and often feature Shelley's clever writing style.
Songs like Notes to the Coroner and Object of Your Rejection.
It was so damn easy for you to cut off your affection. So here I am, the object of your rejection.
One of the album's most talked about tracks was Damn Liar. Shelly originally thought she was writing the song about her ex, but realized after the fact that she was really talking about herself.
If we all start talking, there might be nowhere for you to hide. You're a damn liar.
Shortly after coming out, Shelly met her future wife, Lauren.
And now Shelly and Lauren are raising twin boys who are just adorable. I mean, I love seeing videos of them growing up on Shelly's social media pages.
In 2014, Shelly launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund her next album. More than 2,000 fans supported her project, and it was the most successful campaign ever by a country artist.
That album was I Am the Rain, which came out in September of 2016. It became the highest charting album of her career on the Billboard sales chart.
A standout track on the album is a cover of Bob Dylan's Tomorrow Is a Long Time Coming. Folk duo The Milk Carton Kids sing with her on the song.
Only if she was lying by me, would I lie in my bed once again?
There's a depth to this album that Shelly really couldn't have recorded a decade before. Her songwriting really shines. I don't think Shelly has gotten enough credit for all of her solo songwriting.
Yeah, 8 of the songs on this album were also solo writes, including Pain, which features guest vocals from Emmylou Harris.
Now my outsides are just about as better as my insides.
And although she channels plenty of past heartbreak, there are some really sweet love songs on this project too, including Next to Me. Again, you'll notice there aren't gender references in the lyrics, so it's a love song that works for couples of all genders and orientations.
Just stay next to me.
For more on Shelly's coming out story, we recommend both her autobiography, Like Me, Confessions of a Heartland Country Singer, and the award-winning documentary, Wish Me Away, which chronicles her coming out journey.
Listen to both Lifted Off the Ground and I Am the Rain, along with Shelly's entire catalog on Amazon Music.
Next week on the podcast, we are finally getting to air our episode with Luke Combs.
Y'all, we taped this back in April, more than 2 months before the album came out. And at that time, we knew things. Like there was a duet with Miranda Lambert that hadn't been announced. And it's been so hard to keep that secret from you.
Yes, it has been. But now you'll hear it all. Luke was in fine form that day, cutting up, telling stories. It might be an extra long episode, so don't miss it.
The best way to make sure that you get every episode as soon as they drop is to search out Country Heat Weekly on your favorite podcast app and follow, subscribe, star it as a favorite. It's different on every platform, but it's very important.
And if you like what you've heard on this episode, go ahead and give us a 5-star review. That will help other country music lovers like yourself find the show.
5 stars. We return to one of our favorite and somewhat nosy burning questions this week.
We asked the stars, what's the last thing they bought on Amazon?
And surprisingly, they told us. Here's the shopping history of Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs, Dierks Bentley, Kelsea Ballerini, and TJ Osborne.
The last thing I bought on Amazon was a mini humidifier for the bus.
Two bottles of spray ghee oil. And then before that, it's a Dolphin Nautilus pool cleaner.
I bought brake lights for a 2011 Subaru. I'm missing a light on one of my cars.
Plant food.
That might be the best answer we've gotten yet.
I'm trying so hard to be a good plant mom, and I have a fiddly fig.
Oh.
And she is feisty. She's a problem. But I'm determined to keep her alive.
A ring sizer kit.
Did we just get some scoop we didn't realize? Is there a proposal coming?
Ooh, I don't know.
Country Heat Weekly is a collaborative production between Amazon Music and Nevermind Media.
Executive producer is Melissa Locker. Senior producer is Joyce Reiser.
Recording engineer, Aaron Dethridge. Sound design by Tim Einenkel.
Production assistance from Annie Reuter, Debbie Daughtry, Madeline O'Connell, and Jeremy Chua. Our theme song, Country Time, was written and performed by Mia Byrne, with additional music from Madeline McCormack.
The Amazon Music team includes Nathan Brackett, Emily Cohen, Chris Graham, Michelle Kammerer, Eliza Mills, Morgan Jones, and Raymond Roker. Development consultant, Michelle Dix.
Additional production support from Marley, Steve, Grace, Winnie, Moses, Wicket, Abby, Jake, Osmo, and all the other very good dogs out there.
Be sure to follow Country Heat Weekly on Amazon Music or wherever you listen to podcasts so you get the latest episodes just as soon as they drop.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.